It's taken several months of debate, but the District of Houston Council has agreed to raise property taxes by 3.5% this year. The decision, reached at Council's April 16, could be called a compromise between councilors who began tax deliberations last year by opposing any increase to those wanting a 4% hike based on expenditure provisions presented by district staffers. The April 16 debate began with comments tied to the prospect of a 2.8% increase that was backed by Councilor Tom Uverman. He felt a 2.8% increase was reasonable as it would be more or less the rate of inflation this year. Uverman's proposal for a 2.8% increase was accepted at the last council meeting and staffers then worked it into a document presented on April 16. The document cut costs that were in a proposed budget requiring a 4% hike. In looking at the projections, Councilor Troy Reitzma registered his objections, saying that one of the cuts would only harm taxpayers later on. That cut was to reduce the annual injection $100,000 into an account to replace a fire truck when necessary to only $55,000. That would mean taxpayers would then have to pay the interest on borrowed money to ensure a truck could be replaced when necessary, Reitzma said. And not replacing fire trucks as they get older risks insurance companies charging far more coverage than would otherwise be the case. So I think most people would rather pay an extra $50 or $100 a year in property taxes than pay an extra $8 or $10,000 a year in insurance, Reitzma said. Other proposed cuts included eliminating the $25,000 a year to replace playground equipment and $61,440 a year that normally would go into a capital works reserve. That would bring the total reduction to $131,400, which is actually more than the $111,440 needed to reduce the tax increase to 2.8%. Reitzma also said not putting money into a capital works reserve means having to borrow money to replace equipment. In all honesty, the difference in price for an average house to go from a 2.8% in property tax increase to a 4% property tax increase in my calculations, and it can be wrong, is $35 a year, Reitzma added. I just can't support a 2.8% increase because I just feel that the community is going backwards. Mayor Shane Breenan agreed with Reitzma, saying the district has already reduced revenue projections by freezing recreational user fees and is faced with rising fuel and energy costs in addition to negotiating wage increases for its employees. I'm a little concerned that we're a little low and I don't think I can support 2.8% as well, he said. Councilor Rebecca Haugen favored the 2.8% hike proposal, saying that while reducing the amount being tucked away to replace a fire truck is unfortunate, that difference could be made up when Houston gets its share of a resource benefits grant announced by the province earlier this year. So I don't think it needs to come out of our residents' pockets, she said of the fire truck savings account. Breenan then warned Haugen that the resource benefits money could not be used to lower taxes. Councilor Tom Uverman defended his 2.8% increase plan by noting the proposed reduction could be more than covered by the district's historical ability to register a surplus each year. We always project to be really conservative in terms of revenues and expenditure, so in all likelihood that's going to be the same thing, he said. I think we owe it to the people that paid the bills to not do any more of an increase than the rate of inflation. The vote on the 2.8% increase was defeated with Mayor Shane Breenan and Councilors Troy Reitzma, Jonathan Van Barneveld and Tom Stringfellow opposed with Councilors Tom Uverman, Rebecca Haugen and Lisa Muller in favor. That then resulted in a motion proposed by Haugen and Van Barneveld for a 3% increase. In many ways it keyed off a suggestion made earlier by Van Barneveld to split the difference between a 2.8% hike and one of 4%. Reitzma continued his worries about finances, indicating that the district's proposed five-year financial plan calls for it to draw $500,000 a year from a special reserve account beginning in 2025 to provide enough revenue. He said that once the new camphor mill was up and running, he'd be in favor of using that reserve account for a low tax year, but until then, advocated for a tax hike of 4% a year. I just think 3.5 is too low, Reitsma said. When it came to a vote for a 3.5% increase, Haugen, Van Barneveld, Uverman, Stringfellow and Mueller voted in favor. Breenen and Reitsma were opposed. The motion means the required bylaw was given second and third readings. It returns May 7 for final adoption. It will take the form of a five-year financial plan with 2024 being the first year. A bylaw to set the tax rate was given first and second readings April 16 as well, and it will return for passage at the next council meeting. There was no opposition to the resulting bylaw to set the tax rate. Also agreed to was an adjustment to tax payments from utilities. There is a maximum rate allowed under provincial regulations is the greater of $40 per $1,000 of assessed value or 2.5 times the business class rate. Council has now directed that the rate be 2.5 times that of the business class, resulting in a slight increase in revenue. While council has agreed to a property tax increase, it is just for municipal purposes. Taxes for the Bulkley Nechako Regional District, the Northwest Regional Hospital District and the School District are listed separately on the tax notices Houston property owners will receive.